USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump tweeting that tariffs on Mexican goods are indefinitely suspended after negotiators from the U.S. and Mexico were able to reach a signed deal on immigration enforcement. The decision capped 3 days of intense negotiations between Mexican officials and the Trump administration, with negotiations between Mexico's foreign minister and State Department officials lasting more than 11 hours Friday. Trump had threatened to impose tariffs on Mexican goods entering the U.S. if Mexico did not limit the number of migrants moving through the country to the U.S. The U.S. will issue a formal diplomatic protest to Russia, objecting to the behavior of a Russian destroyer that nearly collided with a cruiser USS Chancellorville Friday in the Philippine Sea. That, according to Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan.
The behavior is unsafe and unprofessional.
The Navy released video of that incident and said that the Russian destroyer came within 50 to 100 feet of the Chancellorsville, forcing the U.S. warship to reverse its engines to avoid a crash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Minneapolis police officer Mohammed Noor was sentenced Friday by a Minnesota judge to 12 years in prison for the fatal shooting of a woman while responding to her 911 call. Noor spoke about the incident before the sentence was passed down.
I've lived with this, and I'll continue to live with this. I call this tragedy, and it is my burden. I wish, though, that I could relieve that burden others feel from the loss that I caused. I cannot, and that is a troubling reality for me. I will think about Ms. Ruschek and her family forever.
Noor had overreacted and mistakenly shot Justine Ruschek, who had reported a possible sexual assault behind her house.
And before we are done.
A body that was found in an Oregon home 2 months ago has now been identified as that of long-missing Dennis Day, one of the original members of the Mickey Mouse Club TV show from the 1950s. His death is under investigation. Day was reported missing in mid-July by his husband, who suffers memory loss and was in a hospital at the time. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The government's jobs report shows job creation in May was around 100,000 positions below what most economists expected. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Employers adding just 75,000 positions last month. Mark Mintner is senior economist at Wells Fargo, and he says the economy is just slowing down.
I mean, that's the big takeaway. The economy has lost momentum, and I think that what that means for Wall Street is that the Fed is likely to cut interest rates this year.
At 3.6%, the national unemployment rate is still at a nearly 50-year low. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Sounds of cheers as the gay pride rainbow flag gets raised over the Wisconsin state capitol for the very first time as part of LGBTQ month. On Friday, Governor Tony Evers issued an executive order stating that the Pride flag will be flown over the state capitol building for the rest of June. The order came the same week that New York's state government also raised the rainbow flag over its capitol for the first time. The Wisconsin order also allows any state building to follow suit. But GOP State Representative Scott Allen says it's divisive. Tweeting, is this any more appropriate than erecting the Christian flag over the capitol? London police have arrested 4 teenage males between the ages of 15 and 18, accused of homophobic assault and robbery of 2 women on a London bus. One of the victims says they must have kissed or something because the guys came after them, behaving like hooligans. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.